صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
This is going now 9:35 of the Central African Time. Our pertinence of punctuated keeping you company. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. The barakah flows on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And alhamdulillah for, you know, putting the cherry on the top this evening is our very own Maulana Salim Karim. Maulana Salim Karim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell us how you're doing this beautiful evening.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Hope you well and had a delicious supper. Alhamdulillah. And you have the energy to indulge. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the strength and energy to respect and honor the ulama of our country.
I think, you know, what you have said, respect and honor the ulama of our country. Respect those ulama that were the pioneers of this country, that laid the foundation, and that today you and I are enjoying the fruits of the deen. And, you know, the youngsters are being inspired. And, you know, really love when you suggested this to me. Let's honor them. Let's embrace them. Let's celebrate them. And, you know, you thought of another icon that lived in our in the community. It was Maulana Abdul Qadir Rahimullah. You know, he was embraced by everyone and left an indelible impression. You know, Maulana Salim Karim, I'm so indebted to you for suggesting that. And we all ears, we're giving you the next, inshallah, next 20 minutes. It's all yours. We're going to listen to you, you know, highlighting the history of one of our iconic alims and one of our iconic ulama, Maulana Abdul Qadir Rahimullah. Bismillah, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضع لله رفعه الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the durood and salam that we are sending and will send till the day of Qiyamah. Our salam is personally conveyed to Rahmatul Lil Alameen with your name, and you are honored, and your salam is being responded directly to you. What a great honor for the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. It's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That who are the ulama actually? Warathatul anbiya. Allah has given them this honorable position, status, that they are the heirs of the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So how much of respect, how much of adab, how much of love, and how much of companionship we should express and show to the ulama of the world, and especially the ulama of our country, South Africa. Shafafa, it's very important that you and I leave a legacy behind, not wealth behind. That tomorrow somebody can remember you and me on the airwaves, that so-and-so alim or so-and-so presenter, alhamdulillah, Allah gave them tawfiq, to say the right thing, to give the best of nasiha. So bottom line, each one of us, we need to leave behind a legacy. And for Islam and knowledge to spread in this country, to great sacrifice of ulama. We hear a few ulama's names taken. Maybe we lack the knowledge of history or information. But one great alim that really touched my heart and stands out is Hadrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hadrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Rahmatullah Alayhi. What a unique alim. An alim of Arabic, Urdu, Farsi. An alim was muttabi' sunnah. I spoke to his son, Hazrat Abdul Samad. And I spoke to the sons and daughters today, and I spoke to the youngest daughter and the eldest son about this great personality. Okay, who was Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali? Hazrat Maulana was born in 1904. And he passed away at the age of 94, Islamically 97. And Hazrat is buried in Flower Road Masjid. Hazrat was the orphan, and mashallah, the Sufi family, Dada Jan and the Sufi family looked after him. They nurtured him. And when he was ready to learn and study, he left, alhamdulillah, in 1918 and went to India. As I said, leave a legacy behind. Addallu ala al-khayr kafa'ili. When you guide people to do good, is as if you have done that good. And I was speaking to the elder son, and Shafat Bhai, he has conveyed his salams to you. He knows you very well, has spoken very highly of you. And he said to me, please convey my salams to Shafat Bhai. I really love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, many students in the olden days, well, the families were very poor. They couldn't afford. But he was telling me that the lawyer Shoaib Umar's father, mashallah, had sponsored Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali to go and study. And subhanallah, what great knowledge and great ulama he studied on, under. Hadrat Maulana Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali. Hadrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. Allahu Akbar. Hadrat Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What great scholars. These were giants of India. And Allah had given Hadrat Maulana the Shan to study and be students of these great giants, these great ulama who carried the banner of Islam and stood for haq and justice, fought the British, stood up for haq and defended Islam. So can you imagine the shan of Hadrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib when he had such beautiful asatiza ikram? Yet Hadrat, when he qualified, subhanallah, 1930, according to Brother Abdul Samad, he taught in Stanger, subhanallah. Thereafter, he taught in Verulam. And Hadrat was married. And this is the most unique part, that Hadrat's first wife was not well. But she made sure that she got Hadrat married again before she passed away. What a unique personality. It's not even heard of today. All hell will break loose if you tell your wife that I want to marry somebody else, gee, and you go and look for somebody else to get me married. But you see, when you have taqwa, you have iman, you have sohbat, you have taken du'as from your akabirin, from your asatiza. So one unique understanding is your wife is your great sahara in this world, especially for ulama. The support of their wives and children is of utmost importance. But you know what? Unfortunately, We have no respect for our ustads. Respect for one's teacher is to show respect to the teacher's children and their associates. Unfortunately, this is not happening. It's not happening. But at least in the history, it will go into the archives that Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Saab Rahmatullahi was one of the top ulama of this country. One of the greatest ulama. Yes, we didn't acknowledge him. We didn't give him the position that he deserved. But nevertheless, he's left behind a legacy. And Ali was muttabi' sunnah. I asked the daughter, Safiya, can you tell me something? Because she was the youngest and closest to her father. Allahu Akbar. She said, my father was such a wonderful personality. He kept us strict. He made sure we observed the rules of Sharia. And he gave us nasihat, hold on to the Quran and Sunnah. A time will come in this country, there will be lots of ulama, very little knowledge about deen, and they will lead people astray. But this is the advice he gave to his children. Hold on to the Quran and Sunnah. And as I said to you, we all have studied under Asatizai Kirman. Let us, inshallah, show respect to our teachers, to our asatizas, and show respect to the children of our asatizas. We don't even go and make dua for our asatizas at the Qabristan. We don't even go and make ziyar. When last, I'm guilty as hell. See? And when last did I go and visit my asatiza? It can be that apa who taught you alif ba ta sa. She gave you the grounding today that you are called Allama so-and-so, Mulana so-and-so, Qari Sahib so-and-so, subhanallah. Did you go and thank that apa, that muallima, that ustanji who taught you the basics? Did you go and make ziyarat of their children? Did you go and take care of their need? Did you go and take dua from them? And here is Hazrat Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib. What beautiful tarbiyat. Allah had blessed him with 6 sons and 4 daughters. Subhanallah. And I was talking to the youngest one who's 70 years old. And she said, my father just loved the Quran. He loved the recitation of Qari Abdul Baqir Abdul Samad. And he said to me, Betty, I want you to read Qiraat. So whenever they were in little jalsa, sister is saying to me, the daughter is saying to me, Mulana, my father used to train me to recite the Qur'an Kareem. And in the olden days, when the girls were nabaligh, they used to bring them to the masjid to read Qur'an. They used to read beautiful qasidas. They used to read beautiful Naab Sharif. We taught our children, our grandchildren, subhanallah, to read the best of Naab. So she says, my father just loved the Qur'an. And he wanted me, inshallah, to recite exactly Qari, like Qari Abdul Basit of the Samad. And I used to do that. That shows the love for the Quran is so great. This is the personality. So what I'm saying, respected brothers, we have so many senior ulama who have passed on. We need the families of those ulama to write a biography. Because this history will be lost in the next 10, 20 years. We won't even know how Islam came to South Africa. Who are the ulama who stood for Haqq? Who spread the message of deen and sharia in this country, they all will be lost. So while they are alive, do an interview, do a live interview with your father. If he's an alim, your brother is an alim, your sister is an alima, your wife is an alima, do an interview with her. You see how the West operates. They have got the history of all the great people in the world. The day they die, the moment they die, they just press a button, they go into the archives. And from A to Z, that entire person's life story is mentioned. How can this be happen in just 5 minutes? So we need to be proactive. Our akabirin and ulama, mashallah, they compile their biography. So tomorrow you are dead and gone. You leave such valuable information that could help the ummah, but you pass on and take it to you in your qabr. No. So respected brothers, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Saab, he just loved Persian language. He just loved Urdu language. So I asked Brother Abdul Samad, what was Hazrat Maulana's beautiful saying. He said he loved Allama Iqbal. He always quoted Allama Iqbal. He quoted Shikwa and Jawabi Shikwa. This is one of the beautiful writings of Allama Iqbal. Shikwa and Jawabi Shikwa. I mean, those who understand poetry and studied the life of Allama Iqbal. And he wrote, he made tawbah to Allah. He wrote certain things. He's a shayr. But alhamdulillah, Allah gave him tawfiq, because he also sat in the company of ulama, like Marana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi. Great ulama, Allah, he made his islah. So I asked Brother Abdul Samad, tell me something about Marana Abdul Qadir Sahib. What he loved poetry. In one jalsa, I was with him, there was a nikah. And he wrote a beautiful sehra for the bride and bridegroom. Allah had given him a voice. Even at that age, when he was in the late 70s, mashallah, 80s, he had such a beautiful, melodious voice. He wrote his own kalam. He took that page out from his pocket. When he finished, I told the Khadim, give me that sehra. What Hazrat wrote, what beautiful words of nasihat to the bride and bridegroom. I have got it somewhere. I need to find it. But I asked Brother Abdul Samad, tell me, which was the famous words? So he said, my father used to always say, Aga apni maut se koi bashar nahi. None of us are aware when death is going to come to us. Aga apni maut se koi bashar nahi. None of us know exactly when we're going to die. But what are we doing? Saman sarbarat ki. We have accumulated so much of wealth and money. Ke pal ki khabar nahi. You don't even know in the next minute Allah will take your soul away. What is going to be the value of all this you have accumulated? These were some of the beautiful ash'ar of Allama Iqbal. Ye aga apni maut se koi bashar nahi. None of us know when we're going to die. See? None of us. But look at our behavior. Look what we are heading for. Saman sarbaratski. We have accumulated so much of wealth as if we're going to live for hundreds of years. Lekin pal ki khabar nahi. In a split second, you have a heart attack. In a split second, there's an accident. You are dead and gone. Pal ki khabar nahi. These were the words Hadrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib used to love. And the other one, he used to say, ke tum sayyid bhi ho, mirza bhi ho, rani bhi ho. We love to brag. I'm Surti speaking, I'm Urdu speaking, I'm Meman speaking, I'm Punjabi speaking, I'm Pathan speaking. Tum Sayyid bhi ho, Mirza bhi ho, Afghani bhi ho. Tum sab kuch ho. Be what you are. Batao, Musalman bhi ho. Obviously, true Muslims. But we brag on race, creed and color. So he said, Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib used to love this. Ke tum Sayyid bhi ho. Mirza bhi ho, Afghani bhi ho. We all like, we like name and fame. Tum sab kuch ho. Be whatever you are. Batao ke Musliman bhi ho. So respected brothers. So I had asked the daughter, what was one of the most beautiful du'as your father used to read? The day he passed away, those few moments, those few hours, those few days, and what a beautiful dua of the Quran. The dua of Hadrat Adam alayhi salam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. My father was reading this dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Allah, we are drowning in guna. Who made this dua? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam cried for 40 years. There was so much of tears, it was like a river flowing. That amount of tears, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made the wasila of Rasulullah. Now, Adam alayhi salam was born. When Allah ta'ala created him, he would be his qudrat. The first glance was in the arsh of Allah. It was written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. The month of Seerah. Brother Adam alayhi salam made dua to Allah through the wasila. Allah, jiska naam aapka naam kitab ho. Allah, whose name is mentioned together with your name. aapki haan bohot aseem. Allah, that is a great personality. Through his wasila, Rabbul Alameen, zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. Allah, you are not going to forgive me, then nakunanna min al khasirin, then I'll be in great loss. Farmaye ki Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Saab, before passed away, these were some of the beautiful du'as that he was reciting. Ke Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. And I asked the daughter, she, what did your father teach you? What nasihat he gave you? He said, this is one of the du'as that he gave to me. The other one, Rabbi anni massani ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahim. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Subhanallah. That's why I said, keep muhabbat for the children of your asatiza. Make a niyat from now onwards that inshaAllah al-Aziz, all my teachers, inshaAllah, I will read 11 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And on a daily basis, I will say to Bari Ta'ala, O Allah, grant the ajr and sawab of what I've recited to my asatiza, all my teachers. And subhanAllah, Mawlana was also very humorous. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damad wa Rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, was very, very humorous. So some people told him, you know, Hazrat, you are sitting on the fence. You're neither here, you're neither there. And Hazrat Mawlana had one great jazba in him, according to his son, that Mawlana did not like controversies. Gee, he just loved that the ummah of Rasulullah should be united. So sometime, inshallah, you'll find him in the Sunni jalsa, sometime you'll find him in the Diobandi jalsa. This is Mawlana's view, according to his son, that Mawlana didn't like controversy. He wanted the ummah to be united. So suddenly somebody told him, you know what, Mawlana, you're sitting on the fence, you're a fence sitter. But Mawlana had a great sense of humor. So when he came to the jalsa, he said, today, I have something to say to you. You are saying that I'm sitting on the fence. Today, I have something to say in defense. You saying I'm sitting on the fence. Today, I'm saying something in defense of what you are saying. Mawlana had a fantastic sense of humor. So, yes, he's a great ulama of this country. We need to acknowledge them. We need to celebrate them in the sense that whatever they taught to the ummah, inshallah, we should take it. And he loved Hazrat Mawlana Al-Tawf Hussain Ali's ash'ars. And I asked Hazrat Abdul Samad, which tafsir your father loved the most? He said, Tafsir Ibn Kathir. He used to love to study Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Subhanallah. The Mawlana, subhanAllah, was also very good in social work. He was an excellent marriage counselor. He was a people's person. That was the shan of Hazrat Mawlana. And he served the Muhammadiyah Masjid for many years. SubhanAllah, he was the imam there. Then he went, alhamdulillah, to Chatwell, Masjid or Madrasa Aminiya. MashaAllah, he served that community. And after, I think, the age of 80, Hazrat Mawlana retired. And he was called to every jalsa. Every Jumu'ah, Hazrat had an ajeeb shan of making bayan. Allah Ta'ala granted him acceptance in this country. And he will be remembered, inshaAllah, Aziz. So, respected brothers, all I'm saying, every town has an alim. I'm making an appeal that those who have the capacity, why can't... Yes, I know there's a book out of about 8 or 9, 10 ulama, I think Brother Jameer ulama or Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Osman Sahib, Tamat wa Barakatuh, who had written a book on Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, Mawlana Abdul Razak Sahib, Mawlana Desai Sahib, and Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Mawlana Umarji Sahib had written. I think they are far more greater ulama, and even more that we should gather information, inshaAllah, so the youth of this country can recognize and inshaAllah respect the ulama. And inshallah, for years to come, we'll be dead and gone. But there will be somebody, inshallah, to say, yes, this alim had made great contribution in the welfare of the people of South Africa. So may Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr with nur. Allahumma ghfirhum. All the ulama who have passed away. All those who are serving deen. All the ulama who are not well and are sick. Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa-i kamila, ajila. those who have passed on, Allahumma ghfirhum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma ja'al qabrahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Allahumma hasibhum hisaban yaseera. The last word I ask Brother Abdul Samad, please tell me, what was the most beautiful piece of advice your father, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Saab, gave? He said, avoid evil and keep doing good work. Avoid evil and keep doing good work. May Allah Ta'ala give him the highest rank in Jannah. Allah grant the family sabri jameel. Allah unite the family. And Allah Ta'ala, the noor and the knowledge that he imparted, let it, inshallah, the fragrance of it go throughout South Africa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil
alamin. I tell you, Maulana Salim Karim, you actually brought the history alive. We were transfixed. Allah bless you. And, you know, you're a brilliant, brilliant researcher again. You know, it all came beautifully on the platforms of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Maulana, we really look forward to your your research, inshallah, next week. I don't know which alim you'll be
just
getting.
Just quickly, I want to add one more thing. Yes, yes, our Amir of Markaz Sahaba, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, also attended the janaza. Hazrat Brother Abdul Samad said, I must convey salams to you. And one point he said, yes, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahab drove all the way from Newcastle to attend the janaza of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab. Subhanallah, what a great honor.
Absolutely,
what a great honor. To show you the status of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab, that Hazrat drove all the way from Newcastle. I think at that time, Maulana Mufti Aki Sahab was in Newcastle. So Brother Abdul Samad said, Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab, rahmat wa barakatuhu, drove all the way from Newcastle to attend the janaza of my father, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of them ajri azim. Shukran.
I mean, shukran, Maulana. Looking forward to your nasiha next week. I mean, your research, and always a pleasure having you on the platforms of Markaz Sahaba. You go well, Maulana. And have a blessed evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, next up will be the Rabiul Awwal lecture by Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki. Chubela, I can tell you, a brilliant engineering once again. Good being in your company. To all of you that contributed, with your SMSs and all the questions, we really appreciate that. Keep it locked on to Markaz Sahaba for beautiful programming. And, inshallah, we all hope and pray that it is a medium that increases the knowledge both for you and I. You know, as Maulana Salim Karim says, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. Till we meet you again, the team and I bid you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.